I know I'm just one voice. I like to think maybe a voice with a little more wisdom with it, only because of the way I've been blessed all these years to be able to talk with, and more importantly, listen to a variety of experts and people with knowledge on this show over the years. So that being said, here's what I think right now needs to be done. First, Congress needs to cancel their bogus recess where the majority of members don't even do town halls or any meetings with the voters anymore, and get their collective lazy, whiny butts back to D.C. Because if they don't even want to do that, even just for the optics, and that makes one start to think they really don't give a, you know what, pass legislation that mandates background checks with all gun sales, no matter if it's a store, a gun show, person to person. We have all the electronic means by which to do this. Extend the background check time to 14 days from the current 3. The only exception would be anyone who is in possession of an order of protection from somebody or the victim of domestic abuse. They go to the front of the line. They get the 3-day background check. Lay the mandate in front of social media, clean up their yard, or be mandated to follow the same rules of public service just like TV and radio have to. Social media has certainly become a platform of mass communication, and in turn, they should be held to the same standards as TV and radio. For the mental health profession, if a shrink fails to alert law enforcement about a person who's a danger to others, who's making specific threats or expressing specific dangerous actions, then that mental health professional should be facing a license suspension. For the people who see someone they know slipping into the evil darkness, pass red flag legislation in all states which allows people to petition a court to remove guns from someone who's becoming a danger to society. Have requirements that everything in the process be done by everyone involved face-to-face. No voice-only, no notarized documents, any of that. The people involved and the mental health experts who are testifying, all in the same courtroom, in the same process. For people who own guns, if your illegal long barrel or semi-automatic weapon is not properly secured, thereby letting someone grab it and attack with it, then you need to be charged as an accomplice or co-conspirator in whatever crime is perpetrated with your gun. Handguns at a bedside, they, in this case, really don't count, because if someone thinks they can commit a mass shooting with a .357, then they deserve to die, and they will, quickly.